Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. But with us, yes, it is Friday. But slow on the uptake there, eh, folks? Yes, it is Friday, that magical day of the week when you can just about do anything you want as soon as you hit the street from that job. Yeehaw! And yeehaw is what we're looking for tonight with the Rebel cards. Oh, yes. So, gather around. Get your beverages, your snacks, whatever you need, so you don't have to get up for a minute during the show. Yes, I am Deborah Lee, and I will be your psychic love doctor or work doctor or family, friends, you name it. We can cover it all. So don't feel that you are confined simply to the topic of love. You are not. I am using an Mary deck of playing cards, which I'm showing up to our Facebook friends. You can see, yes, simply ordinary playing cards. I could start dealing poker right now, or we could play a dummy. It's simply a deck of playing cards. And that's going to be the focal point for intuitive perception during our readings this evening. So with that said, I also would like you to be aware I'm going to use a click for each of our callers to get into the landscape of your life. What's going on? You know, where have you been? Where are you off to? That sort of thing. But do bear in mind that your reading is only a sample tonight. If you book time with me, you will get a private session, completely confidential, and you will be able to ask as many questions as you like, and the cards will get laid down many, many times during that time. So please just realize this is going to be just a snippet of a reading for you, all right? And I'm now going to turn you over to Mr. Fabuloso himself, Mr. Jimbo. Yeah.
Hey. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes. Also want to remind all the folks that are joining us tonight, if you are international, let us know, and we'll give you live international shout-outs anytime you show up. Doesn't have to be at the beginning, but since we're at the beginning of the show, let's give international shout-outs to Terry Sue in England.
Yay.
And we have Catherine in the land of Ireland.
Yes.
Yes, indeedy. Hey. International shout-outs. And we'll give them as folks come in. It doesn't have to be at the beginning.
And everybody, we're happy if you come from the, what do we call it?
The United States of America?
That's, yes. Yes, if you come from the 50 states, we are not ignoring you. It's simply that these folks around the world are up in the wee hours of the morning to join us, and we just want them to feel a little extra special for doing that when they could be getting their beauty sleep. All right, Jimbo, back to you.
All right, we want to give that phone number out primarily, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And while you're in the queue, you will indeed hear the show. If you hear silence, something went wrong, hang up, call back. It's usually cell phone, computer stuff going on. Just hang up, call back. Should never be silence, just momentarily maybe. Not any extended periods. That's a problem. Facebookers, if we get lapse in the calls, we will turn to you. We just can't. Promises cannot be made. And all I can tell you is if you really, really, really can't call in, which obviously many of you folks internationally, that's not an option, and you really want to get a live reading, Wednesday is your show. It's alternate Wednesday. We make sure we get Facebook folks in. We alternate back and forth. So any other show we do could be a possibility. It does happen, but we just cannot promise. Promises cannot be made. And tonight is Rebel Friday. So when you hear that sound, first thing it means, very similar to the harp sound, is that your reading has ended. It's concluded. So please let it do so. Because we've got to move on. It helps us get other folks get their reading that have been waiting. But before you depart, I will give you a single card from the Rebel deck. We only do this on Fridays or Saturdays if for some reason we didn't do a Friday show. But once a week, let's just say, we'll pull a Rebel card and it will have a message. It usually has a positiveness to it, but it might not be delivered with happy, happy, joy, joy stuff. So, but you'll just have to live with it. A lot of F-bombs and S-bombs and all sorts of bombs on there. It is not rated G.
And yet, Jim, people ask for
They do like them. They like, well, they're different. You know, they're not, sometimes you get sick of the la, 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 you know.
With rainbows and unicorns. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
National shout out to Virgil, who is also in England. He's running around with the other Engs in that land.
Yes, he is.
A lot of Engs in the land. All right, we talked about that. Today is Good Friday, right? For all the Christian folk, right? Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes! All right.
Yesterday, what, Holy Thursday?
And what was Wednesday? Holy Shit Wednesday?
And Saturday isn't that Ascension Saturday?
I don't know. I don't know that stuff real well. I know it's also Vietnam Veterans Day.
Terry Sue is seducing me here.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Seducing me with all the food that she's going to come to Virginia and make for us.
Okie dokie. It's also Mermaid Day.
Is it?
Yep. Most famous mythical creature there ever has been from all sailors from around the world.
Knights of Columbus, did you say? What was that? Knights of Columbus someday.
Well, I don't know.
Founders Day. Those, I believe, are very Catholic types of knights, the Knights of Columbus.
I never said anything about that. Where'd that come from, Knights
it
of Columbus?
It was on your list.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. But anyway, so.
Yeah. So is it my turn?
It is your turn before we jump in.
Have any of you ever seen clouds that, well, here they're called butt clouds. They are like, they look like butt cheeks all over in the sky. And they actually have a official name. But when you see them, they kind of indicate, they're indicators that you've got some other kind of bad weather on the way. But yeah, it's like the sky is filled with, I want to say baby butts, but they're kind of like big butts, billowy. Some places they call them balloon clouds, but I think butt clouds is, Virgil's catching up with us. He's saying he ascended Sunday, but I thought Saturday had some sort of name to it.
Well, ascending means rising, right?
And Terry Souza says they're moony clouds.
Okay, so I'm glad we're...
Yeah.
M&Ms, too, while we're here? And what else should we talk about? How about the average cactus? What's the lifespan of an average cactus plant? Anything else?
Right.
How about,
Wait a minute. I just thought.
All right. This is very important, folks, that you want to read tough shit. We have to look this up or things will come to an end. Everybody wants to know because we are the only people with Google. Nobody else can do this.
Oh, well, Virgil, you're right, too. There's a lot of mix-up, a lot of conjecture about it.
All right.
Okay. So anyway. Anyway, yeah. I guess Saturday you kind of kick back and you know, enjoy yourself before Easter. Okay, let's go, shall we? Hey, it's Friday. We can let our hair down. We can take our bras off and wing them around our heads. You know, get up on the bar and dance. Have you ever seen a guy do that?
Nope.
I have never either.
Nope. And they have no business doing that.
Why?
Because it was meant for women with long legs and short skirts.
And we deserve our time.
No, you don't.
Time.
No, you don't. You don't deserve your time.
Quid pro quo.
You guys don't deserve that.
Pro quo.
You don't. Yes. You guys don't deserve that. You don't appreciate that kind of stuff like guys do. So.
Okay.
Area code 775. Could this be Wendy? Is it Wendy?
It's got to be.
Hello, my friends. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Well, welcome.
Thank you, Jimbo. And hi, Deborah Lee.
Hello there.
What's
our new time?
Thank you. I'm very concerned. There's interaction with the office that has become very unfriendly, the apartment office where I'm currently residing, and they offered me a very insulting offer when I said I had to move for medical necessity, which is absolutely the truth, ADA, because I cannot lift my legs to get in the tub anymore. And they gave me, what they did was say, well, what you need is an ADA accommodation. And they know that I bought a house. And they say, you pay for the renovations to your bathroom, and then you put it in. And a real cheap, no-frills walk-in tub would be maybe $20,000. And then they want me to add another $20,000 in an escrow account that they will keep until I move out. And they'd probably pad the extra amount after that. I'm not going to pay for renovation on an apartment. So I find that very insulting. And so I am going to be moved out of here before the end of April. They have forced me to pay rent through the end of May. And they forced me to pay rent on my storage garage through April, even though I'm getting it emptied out and I will be turning in the remote tomorrow. And I've been very clear that this is ADA, medical necessity, medical safety. I gave them a letter from my doctor. They're basically laughing at me. And so the pre-move-out inspection will be April 18th. They say it's to let me know of anything that they feel that I need to do and any potential costs involved. I pray to God that I'm handing them the keys no later than the last day of April, maybe April 29th or the 28th. And how is this going to end up? I'm striving for cordiality and peace and kindness, but how is this going to end up? Are they going to suck it to me and come up with additional charges that are through the roof? I think my security deposit might have been around $600. I don't remember. I can check. But how is this going to end up? On the 18th, they'll give me a checklist and there'll be a walkthrough. Will they be out of bounds with what they're asking, or will I have to? Are they going to keep my security deposit and demand more money? How is this going to end up, Ms. Lee? Please tell me.
Okay. All right, first of all, let's kind of back that truck up a little bit so I can be more clear. Now, they want you to pay through May, but they're not letting you keep things in there. They want to sign you off in April, is it?
Well, they're saying that my lease expires on the 29th, so I'm required to pay the full month of May. They know that my intention is I've already paid April, and I'm going to move out before the end of April. But they are, in my mind, they're disregarding the fact that I'm saying this is ADA. They gave me that ridiculous offer of me paying to have my apartment renovated at my cost, which would probably be minimum 20 grand. And then I would put in an escrow account for them another 20 grand so that when I move out, they would keep it for renovations back to where it was originally. I do not trust them. I'm not going to pay to renovate their apartment.
Of course not. Why would you? You're moving out. Why would you?
You know what, though? Wendy, if you're paying rent through May, boy, they damn well better not put a tenant in there. That's illegal. You literally have.
I would say if you're making me pay through the end of May, why don't we do the walk off on May 25th?
Right.
Because
obviously
I requested that they walk through B on April 18th because I'm going to send another email to the manager on Monday, and I'm going to say, as you know, I turned in the remote for garage number 3. Therefore, we agree I do not owe you anything more regarding the garage. Regarding the apartment, I will be out of here no later than the last day of April. So therefore, I would like you to rent my apartment to anybody that wants it and credit me back for the days that the new renter has taken ownership of the apartment. That's why I'm doing it this way, Jimbo.
Okay. Yeah, well, and if they don't agree to that and you notice that they rent it out, I'd go after them with that fury unbeknownst to mankind. All right, cards are down, Deb.
Okay, what I got for you here is you just need to get somebody to represent you. You're going to get out of whatever they're trying to pull. They're hoping that you're just a dumb bunny and that you are going to actually do this. So get your legal advice. Get yourself an agency that deals with...
You got a disability. Maybe social services would assist you.
Or a disabled
or
agency.
Something. There's got to be something that somebody...
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have to go out and pay a lawyer out of your pocket. There's got to be some agency.
And I agree. And Jimbo, you had an excellent question. Well, why are you leaving before May? And hopefully I address that. Because I'm hoping that the first priority I had was to give them the money that they think they're entitled to. Because I do not want my reputation to be destroyed financially or my personal reputation. So I wanted to get that on the table. And then I did contact an attorney, and he was nice, but he felt that I was, excuse me, screwed because technically the lease isn't up until May 29, even though it's ADA, medical necessity. And so
that stands for
I
what,
am
going to
contact
Disability
the Covenant of Aged and also the Attorney General's office to see what if they might be helpful to me.
Does that stand for the American Disability Act?
Yes, sir, it does.
I would get the feds involved.
Yeah,
it?
I would get them
that's
involved.
That is a federal act.
They are receiving disability
that's
money.
That's discrimination. You could tell them,
the
I'm going to sue the goat shit out of you for discrimination.
Or the federal government.
And I love your choice of words, and I agree with you. They did, obvious to me, was they offered me that stupid ADA accommodation because then on paper they can say to the judge, poor Wendy, we offered her an accommodation and she didn't pick us up on it.
A judge would laugh at that. He goes, that's not an accommodation. That's
exactly.
That's like sticking somebody right in the throat financially because who's going to pay for a multi-$1,000 renovation and then pay to have it undone? Who on earth is going to do that? And who could afford it? Who'd want to do
crazy.
That? Nobody on earth would do that. So, all right. Well, what do you got, Deb?
What I was just saying, I see her coming out the winner. They are going to get slapped hard for even attempting this. You know, think of all the people now, Wendy, before you that did something this insane. This could turn into a great big thing.
Well, you said you're going to talk to them Monday. Threaten them, say, the American Disability Act is a federal deal.
Yeah.
Don't make me get the feds involved.
Oh, I have mentioned ADA many times in print. And one smart thing I did, dear Deborah and Jimbo, was
one day, once I call the feds, there's no turning back. I can't stop the feds once I turn them on to you guys. They're gonna go after you.
There's a man here.
Once,
with the government.
When I started communicating with them, Jonathan, the assistant manager, sent me a really cordial email. He said, hey, Wendy, Tiffany, the manager, and I would love to meet with you. Come on over. And so what my response was, due to my hearing disability, all communication will be in email.
Okay, there you go. And plus, emails are great because they are there forever. And if you have a verbal combination, a conversation, here's your word against their word.
I will tell you, Deborah Lee and Jimbo, I have tons of proof in my medical record. My doctor wrote them a letter stating Wendy needs to move to a place where it's a walk-in shower or a walk-in bathtub. And that's pretty crystal clear. And they're basically laughing at me. And the end result would be I feel like they insulted my intelligence by suggesting that I pay for renovations on an apartment and then put up another escrow amount equal to what the renovation would be. I'm insulted.
Yeah, that is a joke. It's not only is it insulting, it's almost like, are you guys trying to write a comedy show? Because I don't know that there's anybody dumb enough on this planet to agree to that. It'd be one thing even to agree half. It'd be one thing to agree to one half. I'll do renovations because I think I'm going to live in this apartment for another 5-6 years, but I'm not doing renovations back. But to pay to do it back, first of all, why would you want to put it back? A walk-in shower would be a plus thing for an apartment.
It would.
That would be like, oh, my God, we charge more for this apartment because we offer a walk-in shower. Yeah, the whole thing's
there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They could get more funding for that.
Well, they could get federal funding. But anyway, that's crap. All right, Deb. Let's wrap this up. What do you got? Final words? You think that there's going to be a man that's going to help her in the long run, right?
Yeah.
Some official guy? You think maybe it's the manager person?
I think this is somebody.
But would it be the Attorney General's office or Department of the Aged or both?
Well, I'd say
something government-ish, right?
Yeah.
Some kind of organization.
And he's at a distance, and he's going to take this on with a vengeance.
I got this person.
There's going to be a man that helps me?
Remember when... In your very first reading or two, I said you have a hand on your shoulder that is divine, and you have been chosen to advocate for those who don't have a voice. And boy, are you going to big time in this. Could end up becoming.
Am I going to get the money paid that I shouldn't have paid back? And will I get extra? I'm afraid of them. When I do the move-out inspection, my realtor's going to be with me, and she's going to take a video. And before we hand over the keys.
The whole thing should be filmed.
Definitely.
Yep, the whole walkthrough should be filmed.
I feel that you might be opening up a great big rental scam in the state of California, and that would be a feather in your cap. You know, there's so much fraud with Medicare, Medicaid, and you've got the housing, the Section 8. People are defrauding the government like crazy. So you watch. I bet you that hand is still on your shoulder.
All right.
Well,
all
right, I know. The Attorney General's office has told me that they really get upset with people that abuse elderly and disabled people.
Oh,
and that's me.
Yep. Smackdown. All right, real quick, Wendy. Card, hang on 1 second here. And it is good because it says you're giving too many fucks. Give zero. So I think it's a rebel card way of saying be positive.
Yeah.
Don't be too worried. Do your due diligence. Make sure you call the right people, talk to people, but don't get too upset. Don't freak out too much. If you just keep doing contact the right people, get the right agencies, tell the managers or whatnot.
Do you mind if I interject here?
Well, I already moving on, but she's listening.
Okay, Wendy, hang in there.
She's
I want to tell you, as I was gathering up the cards, one fell to the floor. And you know, Grandma always said, if it falls to the floor, it's coming to the door. And what that card was is the Nine of Spades, which is a card of huge anguish, grief, being, say, inconsolable, upset and sadness. And what that instantly said to me is, make sure you show your emotions as a disabled American person here.
Make sure everybody knows you're a victim. You're being victimized. Yes, you're being taken advantage of.
You may get some good pain and suffering out of this, which you deserve.
And not even if you get everything back and you don't get extra, they might slap some big time federal fines on them and put them on some kind of probationary naughty list.
Or they could lose their certification for.
They could lose some stuff.
Yeah.
They could go on a list of not disabled friendly places, and people would see that list.
Put your war face on and you go get them, Wendy.
Yeah, and you should. And I would say is when you have the sit down and they're not really working with you, say, you know what? I'll be honest with you, when I engage the federal government, I will not be able to stop them. It's like letting dogs loose off the leash. Then it's all between you and the feds. I will be out of it because all I want you guys to do right by me. I'm not asking you guys to freaking give me $1 million. I just don't want to pay for stuff I don't need, and I don't want you to try to take advantage of me on a walkthrough. And if you pull that crap, I'm going to engage the feds, and then it's like gloves are off. I'm just going to sit back. I'm not even going to be part of the fight anymore. The feds are going to rip you apart. I won't even be part of it. I'll just go up, move on, do my thing, and the feds are going to make mincemeat out of you. And I can't stop it once I open the door.
I really think you should.
Yep. Yep.
Take care, honey.
I can't wait to hear how you said Monday you were going to – I can't wait to hear how the Monday conversation goes.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Good luck to you, Wendy, and I hope that you keep put on the war face Monday.
Poor lady.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The good news is, however this works out, she doesn't have to do this crap anymore. Now she owns her next house. The property owner will be her. She'll be dealing with herself. I've never even heard it. I would actually look at them and say, how can you even say that with a straight face? This is like watching a sitcom. I will pay for renovations to a bathroom. Whatever it is. They say, I will pay for renovations to a bathroom, and then I have to put money in an account so you can undo the renovations. That would be like one of the best-selling points on earth. I would take, you know, just because there's a walk-in anything, it can be used for non-disabled people too, you dump cops. You don't have to renovate it back. That would be like a bonus.
No, I think they're trying to take her. To
They are. They're trying to screw her hard. Yep. She can hopefully whammy down. Shout-outs. I think we have Laura in Canada. Rachel in Australia. We have Cho in England. And I got to get rid of, I think, a scammer maybe. Or did I already? I did it. Okay. Thought there was a new one. Never mind. It was Crosstalk. And on all the international folks that I missed during the conversation, that was a very intense conversation it's amazing that there's people like that out there that try to do that.
They're shysters to the nth degree.
Yeah. You know, and the one part, that part, the whole renovation thing is just like a joke. That ain't happening. But the thing that's very common is that lease breaking, trying to charge you, and then they want to move somebody in May. They want to charge her for May.
Yeah.
They want to slide somebody else in and pay rent in May so they can double dip. You know they want to do that.
And that's so illegal.
And they're hoping that she'll do it, and she'll just go away, and she'll never check back to see if somebody moved in or not.
Knock on that door.
Well, I would. I'd say, if I see somebody in this place in May, holy goat urine, I'm going to hammer fuck you.
Out in the parking lot with, like, binoculars.
I am going to legally hammer fuck you guys in court so bad.
Damn.
Yes. Yep. But anyway, pisses me off. I'm not even actively involved. It pisses me off when people start to pull that bullshit.
Bring it, Jim.
It pissed me off. I hate those landlord backups. All right. 216, I believe that's Ohio. Yes, 216.
I think that could be Sharon.
Hi. Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday.
Hello.
Yeah, it is Good Friday. Happy Good Friday.
Oh, I do. Like, that's a terrible
Friday. Is it Happy Good Friday or is it Merry Good Friday? Or
no, it's the day of...
Or just...
I
know what the day is. I'm saying, how do you greet somebody is what I'm saying.
I don't know if you do.
You're right. They probably don't.
Or the Stations of the Cross at church.
I understand the concept. Gotcha. Gotcha with ceremony.
Yeah.
All right.
So hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I had a nice vacation day today. I just caught up on a bunch of stuff in my house. It's almost done. But anyhow, that's not why I'm asking. My house is wonderful. It's almost done. But what do you see coming up for me in the next 60 days at my job? I'm not going to say anything. I want to see what you see.
Interesting.
Do that.
All right,
you do best.
Well, now, 60 days is a big time frame. And when if you try to do the crystal ball thing and not give any background, you might get a little vagueness. So let's see what happens.
Did you interview for the job, or I forgot where we ended up?
Yep, I want to see what you see. I interview Monday, but there's another job that popped up last night when I was at home that is so perfect for me, and it's a work at home like I have now. But I do have that interview. It's not that I don't want it. I got to talk to the manager. Even though I saw the recruiter, the managers are what matters. They want to interview me. So she couldn't say anything bad about me. Even if she did, they still want to meet me.
I know. Do you want the new job, do you think, the one that just came up?
See, I don't know.
Oh, she's not sure yet.
Okay.
I wasn't offered it yet.
Oh. Well, I got you. But it's good to think ahead and think positive, too, though. Even if you weren't offered. Think positive. Think that they are going to offer it to me, but will I want it? Will it be a good move? It's always a gamble. That's always a gamble. What?
That is a good, specific question.
It is a very good question because,
sometimes if they're too vague, the crystal will come back.
That's why I said I always call it the crystal ball thing. People don't walk in and just say, here, I'm sitting down for a reading, do the crystal ball on me and just tell me what you see. It's like, that's a lot of vagueness. You're going to get a lot of vagueness. So, yes. So, but all right, she gave good background now. So here we go.
I know. I understand.
And silence reigned. My grandma used to say, silence reigned.
We had to talk about this, Deb. You have a mouth, too. You're capable of filling the silence. It doesn't have to just be my responsibility.
I have a job.
Really?
Yeah.
And I don't.
Never mind.
I have a task here. I am the Facebook liaison, Deb. That is a job as the show job, too. She belittles my job. She thinks it's not important being a Facebook communicator.
Well, my impression is that the recently posted job would be more to your liking. But I can't really speak on the other one. I felt that you weren't really going to be happy in that position. Unless they negotiated higher pay or something. But yeah, the job that hasn't come out yet.
Holy crap. Blown up.
Came out.
What was that the one I'm interviewing with? Say that again. I'm so sorry.
I really feel that you said you have to interview again for that previous job because you can't just say, I don't want it, right?
No, I never told him I didn't want it.
Well, I think it could be a very strong possibility you'll get offered it. And they'll be sorry to see you take something else. But you got to do what's right for you. You know, I'm getting a sense from your cards of ambivalence here where it's like maybe you're confused like I am a little bit. And you don't know which way to go.
I know. That's because, my job now, it's just I don't want to retire where I'm at. I'm at the age now, the next job I get I'm going to retire at. I mean, I'm number one in my department. And that goes with quality. And so I'm not sitting there trying to, I didn't even know it. I just found that out Thursday. I went all month and didn't even know. It was from last month. I didn't even know that. But I do a great job there, but. It's not what I do. I don't want to end up retiring there. It would wear me out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to move up. I want to move to a little bit better salary, be on salary again. I know this job yesterday I may be underqualified for it, but I'm still going to post for it. The one I saw yesterday.
I think you should because the other one is like a pigeonhole for you. And I did not see you being happy in that spot. And I think that you need to have something that it takes you upward, you know, upwardly mobile.
I know.
So I feel that would be in the new job. And see, remember now, there's a psychology kind of thing running here where people that are extremely competent – they don't like to give them big promotions. They like to send them laterally. Right, you've said this before, and so did Daryl. He could never get a promotion because they felt he was, you know, like the all-being at what he did. But he would interview for it.
Depends on the company and what job it is. And if it's a giant company, that department could be a crappy department, you know, so you go to a different one. Yeah, I got you, though.
I really think that the new one that popped up is meant for you to see, and it's meant for you to pursue.
And the pay is, it's a bigger, wider pay range, and the other one's salary, but wider range, and it's at home. You don't have to go into the office at all, where this other one I have to go in 2 days a week. I know what you're saying. I got to look at the pros and cons. I know for a fact I do not want to retire in the department I'm in. I know that. I'm not any younger. I hope that this next job that I get, I'm going to stay there as long as I can.
Right. Yeah, we hear you.
I would have stayed at my previous job. Yeah.
Yeah! All right, here comes Jim.
Thank you so much for your
input. Here is your rebel card. Subject is time to let go. Move the fuck on. That's the rebel card. What that means to you, only you shall know. But I randomly shuffled and I cut the deck and I pulled the card. That's all I do. I am the messenger doing that. Yep. Well, we appreciate you. You held a long time. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And you got to let us know what you choose and how it works out. And you know that. You got to stay in touch.
You know I will.
Okay.
We know.
Yeah. Happy Easter to you.
Indeed.
I'm sorry?
Your interview stuff is Tuesday?
Okay.
It's Tuesday, yeah. But I know one of the girls that work at the department, she's really nice. But let's move on to your next caller. I'll call after I have the interview and see what you see.
All right. We'll be looking for you.
Word up on that.
Thanks.
Calls are rolling in, Deb.
Really? It's a hot Friday night.
It is a hot Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday night's all right for a fight, except if I get a Saturday night, right?
Welcome
Saturday night's all right for a fight. All right, we're going area code 520.
Hey!
Yeehaw!
Wild Bronco Easter Benny.
International shout out to Jeanette, Canada. All right, back to the reading. Back to
Easter Benny is Wild Bronco.
Hippity hoppity hippity. Oh, here comes Peter Cottontail. Hopping down the bunny trail.
Okay.
I remember that as a kid, man. That cartoon or claymation or whatever the hell it was. All right.
Well, this is the story so far. This morning I was out and about and I missed my invitation. I had an invitation to go today. There was a jam session, and I was going to take some potluck stuff. And then this morning I went to interview a daycare person so I could have a backup when my kid comes to visit me, my grandkid. And I loved her to pieces, immediately fell in love with her children. So it's a marriage made in heaven for us, and she liked me. And then my neighbor said he wanted to go to the storage unit with me, because I'm having some problems with helpers, that this last helper was throwing stuff away that I didn't realize he's throwing away. And we repair stuff here, and also he helped me repair at other places. So we went there, he and I went there, and I thought, well, we'll spend an hour or so, and then I'll make it to my jam session, because I thought, you know, I'm going solo, and it'll be fun. Well, I didn't make it to that, but we spent a lot of time just trying to organize stuff. And then at one point he said, you know, if you and I were married right now, because we banter, and we're especially by ourselves when we're bantering back and forth, he said, we would be divorced. And I didn't say anything. Deb, you read yesterday about this money thing in regard to him, that some people will say they're poor and they actually have. Well, you know, we heard he heard from the lawyer, and it was not good news at all. He heard from the lawyer earlier this morning, and so he was really deeply in the dumps. And there was a slip of some written text, and that changed everything. And then on my end, I heard from an extension of the lawyer's office to get documents in. And so I did that. And now my neighbor is so totally devastated because he believes that just because of a slip of a secretary's finger on the wrong box, you know, in the computer, that it changed everything. And he's devastated because he feels like he's not going to be winning as much as he thought.
Well, how do you feel that correlates to him acting like he has no money?
He's acting like no money, but what happened was when the wreck happened, he went and paid cash for a car, brand new car, you know, thinking that this lawsuit would settle everything, you know, would balance everything out plus more.
That was called a gamble.
And then I saw my physical therapist.
Yeah, he gambled. And you never want to gamble if you're not prepared to lose. But anyway.
Yeah.
That's true.
He could have taken out a regular loan and then just paid it off if he got a settlement. But then that way. I know he was probably trying to, you save a lot of money if you pay cash. That's probably what he was thinking, but that's a gamble.
And where did that money come from?
Well, obviously he had it stashed away, saved up, but he probably wanted that back in his little savings account.
Well, and he takes care of a relative that's blood kin. He takes care of that person. You know, he supports them. And I was told by my physical therapist, which is the new one, that this is going to be work that they have to do for years on my injured part, my broken knee, the way things are going.
Did he go to Telsus and Nachman?
They might not even have
those
lawyers up there.
Not, but he needed to go to a really good ambulance.
Yeah, did he go to like a classic ambulance chaser lawyer, or aren't you familiar with the law firm he chose?
You know, I've never been in a wreck. I've never broken anything. I've never been in litigation. This is all, out of my head. And he, on the other hand, has a buddy that has been his buddy in the legal realm for 30, 40 years. And, you know, they're from the same area. The lawyer has represented him in other things. And so they're all familiar with each other. I just went along with the program because I'm new to all this, navigating it and everything.
Yeah. And sure. I probably would have done the same. Yep.
Well,
he chose poorly.
He really did. And now what about your injuries? You're going to need therapy continuing.
Well, they're representing them both, this legal place.
Well, nothing is the final. We haven't signed on the dotted line yet, but so far, this is the stage that it's in. So I'm wondering, and he's knocked out on the floor, I mean, emotionally. And I'm just concerned, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, do the cards say?
No, somebody says they got a guy, you know, she went with that. She's reason not to trust the guy.
Think about him. I think it's about her own best interest, you know.
But a lot of times it's good to have a lawyer represent both people, which can really do a lot of damage then. So.
Well, has he told you the settlement, since it involves you as well?
Well, it's separate. It's separate things.
It's the same legal firm?
You know what? I should have a private with you, Deb. I shouldn't be even doing this on the air, really.
Then. We'll pretend we never had this conversation.
What would you like me to talk about the cards?
About what the cards say, please. I missed my jam session, so I'm sad about that.
Do you have your nephew yet? When do you get him?
No, God, no. My grandson,
grandson.
I have to make this.
Come on.
Yeah. So then the other part about it is Sunday we're putting together something, me and my friends, and we think we're all going to get together, minus the neighbor, but I feel so bad for him. But do the cards say anything?
Well, sure, they're going to say stuff.
Oh, then let's see what the stuff is.
Yeah,
we want stuff, Deb. That's what you do. You're a stuff dealer. She's the dealer of the stuff. Almost like she's selling crack. It is kind of like a drug. It is like a drug. It's just not a physical drug. It's like a mental drug, you sell. She deals the crack, psychological crack.
All right, well, let's see. All kinds of things were jumping around in my mind.
Well, no.
It's hard to pick one thing because it was like...
I do need to get a private with you for sure.
Zebras and stuff are jumping around?
I will take, I have to contact my grandson's mother and arrange for him to come down for a few days.
He doesn't go to Brown School, does he?
I'm sorry, Brown School?
Brown School, you're wrong. Did I just say?
No, your voice is...
I heard it.
Does he go to school for the whole entire year, or is it like a 9-month one like most? Okay.
No. I'm lining stuff up for him. I found
there's
this
a lot
wonderful...
of places that have there's a lot of places that have switched to the year round system.
Okay, you should add time then.
Okay. All right. Roger that.
Yeah, because I didn't mean to set it.
I wasn't sure if there's intent. Okay, back to the reading. Cards are down.
I pose to the cards the query for you of what you need to know about the neighbor and what he tells you. And the cards are saying he says a lot of things, but a lot of it is not actual truth. Okay? He worries about scarcity. All right, people that have a lot of money should be able to focus on their abundance. But he's one that there's never enough. And I question that. Really think he had an injury when he was working, and I feel he's gotten some sort of compensation from that. And also there's an inheritance here. Now remember, these generations, that landed in New York, they, in the early days, they did buy property, you know, and they did invest in things. So it was hopeful to go down through the generations of the family. So I feel that he profited from that. And if he's taking care of his disabled sister, I think he's...
A disabled relative of some type.
He should be either, he must have some kind of solvency to be able to do that financially. Of course, she's probably receiving disability and
One would hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think that,
you know, that's always
one thing,
piddly money, but
you
yeah.
are not a snoopy lady. And a lot of us women are.
She respects privacy. Privacy.
And I'll admit there were times in the past that I had no scruples. A guy I was dating was in the shower. I wanted to look around. He said he was the son of a Long Island dentist. The man had a stock portfolio. His father had that would choke a horse, blah, blah, blah. He had, massive property.
So he had to snoop, huh?
So I did, and I found his bank book, and sure enough, he had, just in this particular savings account, he had over $250,000. And most sailors do not have that, you know. And the thing is, he never acted like he had a lot of money, but he treated me like, did you ever see the movie Pygmalion? Or what?
I can't remember.
Never heard of
it. It's like where a guy of charm and privilege and good breeding takes some little street urchin and turns her into a lady. You know, the rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain.
Then why would he even...
So he would take me out and teach me like about wine and the proper food.
Why did you have to look at his bank account?
I wanted to see if this guy was...
How could he be? He was a squid, Deb. That's enough that he's doing all that fancy schmancy shit. That's enough evidence right there.
That was...
That obviously he had cash. You didn't need to go verify it.
He could have been one hell of a good scammer.
Bullshit. He don't make enough money to scam being a squid.
Someone's got to know that movie. I know the story is called Pygmalion.
P-Y-G. Why? That's a weird...
I think it's in English, a British story.
Those crazy Brits. They tell you they're crazy.
Did you ever see the movie Crazy Rich Asians? They should do one about...
Never heard of that movie.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
Was that recent? Was that recently on... I think I may have watched it on Amazon or something. Was that recently making the rounds?
Yes. And the movie is called My Fair Lady.
Oh, that's...
with Rex Harrison and I think Audrey Hepburn.
That's like a 60s or 50s
you know,
classic,
and,
right?
Yeah, but there are parts of it that are going around social media. They're making... parts of it funny.
Yeah.
I follow old movie stars, and I love that. I love some of the little lines in that. Yeah.
A Cockney girl, and I don't know what that means, what a Cockney girl.
It means it's basically a British version of trailer trash, of United States, of American trailer trash. They talk like shit.
You couldn't understand she was saying.
Yeah, well, like Benny Hill, female Benny Hill.
So he was training her how to be a lady. A lady. And it's a pretty funny movie.
A lady.
A lady. A lady. And it's interesting. You knew that.
You knew what?
Equivalent of what you
said. Oh, look, yeah. That. Yeah. Trailer. That. You talked to the Cockney thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the...
Oh, Terry Sue, you could, too. You're a lady. You are a true lady.
Then why don't you just marry her? All you do is praise her. All you do is you praise her. Praise. Are you trying to, like, get in her will or something? It's like over the top praising.
Absolutely lovely.
Who does?
You act jealous.
Who does? I'm jealous. It's just like, right. Jesus Christ.
Back to Lisa.
If I talk to a guy and praise him constantly, they would say, dude, you're trolling for trouser trout. That's what they would say. If I was just constantly praising a guy. Gee, Bob, you're so fucking strong looking and handsome. Man, look how muscular you look today. Everybody would be like, Jim wants to blow his meat whistle, they would say, because of the way I was just constantly praising him.
Okay, here we got it from Jeanette.
Well, and I
got
to get rid of this person here first.
Jeanette in Canada is like a real
She's a quick Googler.
She said, Cockney is somebody born in East London, very distinct, like keeps moving, very distinct, was it?
That probably an accent.
Very distinct accent that could be considered a bit crass.
Yes. Right, yeah, like I said, white trailer trash in our country.
Hi, Irvin. Glad to have you with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyways, for you, Lisa, I don't buy that he's broke. I think he just wanted a huge windfall. And it's possible he doesn't want you to know how much money he has.
It's okay. Yeah. I don't need to know.
Yeah, she doesn't really care that much. She doesn't really care that much. She's not invested in him.
Not that way.
Well, no,
right.
We all have to do our own thing, you know, lead our own life. I mean, as long as I don't want anyone, you know, asking me for any money, but, and I wouldn't, you know, we're all separate like
that.
Hey,
Lisa, can I borrow $100, Lisa? I'm a little short. I'm good for it.
That daycare mom
today,
that I saw.
Maybe $200 next week. I'm going to keep ratcheting it up until you say no.
That daycare mom that I met this morning, I'm just so in love with her children and the way she's pulling it together. And now that, you know, I ran to the dollar store and I got little bunny outfits stuff for them and balloons. You know, that's the kind of thing I like to do from the heart. You know, you just can't help yourself.
Well, and you have a boy going to this daycare who can talk and tell you. You know, things. Boy, she really, you know, beat the bejesus out of her own son or something. The child will tell you. It's when they send babies who can't speak for themselves.
Did
you,
you
know?
See that Dollar Tree is thinking of select items, raising them to like up to $7? No,
oh, I know. I know.
News. $7,
well,
big jump.
Oh, the balloons were nice.
The balloon thing had a side story. There was a helium shortage there for a while, a few years ago. I don't know if there still is. It was driving up the helium prices like astronomically. Apparently, they must have figured out.
You know,
got
world,
around the helium shortage.
The world's going to hell in a handcart anyway. So what are you going to do?
It's
ahead.
A marriage made in heaven because she has one kid that's the same age as my grandson. And so I would just use her as a backup, you know, in case I explain to her, you know, in case I need to, and just for like a couple hours. So it works. It's good. Yeah, we're all happy.
It's not to drop him off and
leave him there. You know, he's visiting me.
No, but it's nice for him to get a break and go play with some kids.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they gotta
have some of that. Yeah, she has a happy house. And I loved everything, yeah.
So, Lisa, just a quick question for you. You have not gotten any word about your settlement from the accident?
Well, yeah, I was on the phone with them this morning.
Okay.
But
sorry.
Like the bottom line. No, we're not at that phase. And I'm, you know, this is uncharted waters for me. I've never done this before.
Yeah. Oh, I never have either. But I'd be like, I would be like, so when is this phase? Is it when I'm 90? When? What the fuck is the goal game here?
Laura Grant mentioned it took her 7 years to get her settlement.
They have a weird, but wasn't it insurance was like weird government. There was a government intervention there, wasn't there, up there that time?
Well,
the insurance thing was, where here, insurance is privatized here, which makes them more villainous, I guess, but I would think.
Yeah,
but, you know, then it makes, you know, the bottom line is the winners, the ultimate winners are always the attorneys. They always win because they're taking a piece of everybody's goddamn pie, whether they're happy or not. They're getting that pie. Yep, they are.
And my physical therapist told me, he said, this is going to take years when he was looking at my knee. And I thought, okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, you can always get a new one. I did.
Yeah, you did.
A knee, that is. Not a physical therapist. I'm talking about a knee. You know. Well, you get a new physical therapist, too.
It was like 8 hours, wasn't it? You were in the...
It wasn't 8 hours, but it was just longer than normal. Yeah. Well, I was in there for a long time. A lot of time I was waiting. But, yeah. All right.
All right, Lisa, here's your...
Yeah!
Here's the rebel card.
Thank you.
Really nice. I like this. I wish it was... I'm going to do some of this tonight. The subject of your rebel card is get some fucking sleep. And I'm going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You're being an ass. It says you're being an ass because you are fucking tired. Face to the pillow now.
It says that.
Face to pillow now. It's a little early for you to. It's a little
pillow
early for
princess.
You to.
Pillow princess.
I'm just the messenger of the card. I am not the card itself. Don't hate me. All right, Lisa. We've been here a long time. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. And
thank you.
What's your plans? Are you just going to chill tonight? You're not going out to party hardy?
No. I missed the jam session. So we have plans. I mean, all through this weekend, there are plans. There's Sunday, we're planning on a group get-together, but I don't think I'm going minus the neighbor. So I feel bad for him, though. I'm kind of like, oh, God, I feel so bad for him.
Like, you might not be. Maybe you shouldn't feel bad, like the card said. It might not be that he's getting screwed. He might have had dreams of dollar signs flowing through his head like he was going to get a big windfall. And so don't feel too bad. He might have built himself up. I'm going to make millions and millions. He might have been like setting himself up for false news, false bad news. Real bad news, false. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. He's alive. He's not in a wheelchair. He's not a freaking quadriplegic. Don't feel bad.
Oh, God, you're so right. Yeah.
I say that about they always say any accident you walk away from, maybe not immediately walk away from, there is some, even if you got injuries and therapy, it could be a lot worse. Your spine could have went snap.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah,
you can still go out and enjoy nature, and you can bang the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever your choice is. There are things you can still do. There are things you can still do, and some wish they could do those things, and we should be glad that we can.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's Lisa.
And happy Easter to you.
My name is Reverend Jim.
Happy Easter. I'm thinking making a tater tot equivalent of an Easter cake.
Oh my God.
That would be kind of cool.
This is what you do. You get the muffin tin and you grease it, and then you put your ring of pineapple, canned pineapple, put one ring in each muffin tin. Then you put a cherry, the maraschino cherry, in the center, and then you sprinkle a little pecan, and then you pour the cake batter in, and you bake it, and then you let it, and you pop it out, and it's 1, 2, 3. It's not from scratch, but it's 1, 2, 3. Easy peasy. How about that?
So the cherry's hidden. Nobody even sees it then, right?
Well, no, when you pop it out of the muffin tin, then you turn it upside down.
Oh, that I did not know.
Yeah.
And if you want to get
like
really...
Down.
Yes, it's like an upside down cake, except muffin style. Gotcha.
Yeah,
right.
And then when you get really sinful, you can sprinkle a little brown sugar on the pineapple before you put it in the cake batter. But it's easy peasy.
It is. Sounds good.
Yeah, it really does. And by the way, here's a tidbit for you, Lisa. I happen to read, looking at tater tot history.
History of tater tots. Everybody, the inquiry minds want to know.
It comes from Minnesota. Minnesota is the land of the hot dish. They do not call it casserole. They are hot dishes.
That's interesting because we're from there. We never heard that.
No, but that's... Yeah.
I hope your internet source wasn't a piece of shit source.
Oh, no. Laura mentioned something here. I should tell everybody.
I'll say goodbye to Lisa. We're not hanging up on her. We just put her back on mute.
Her nephew was killed by a car when he was on his motorcycle. The guy didn't get charged, and the family didn't get any financial aid. So there's a lot.
That's a broad statement, though. We don't know any of the details, accident reports. I mean, things like that happen, but I don't know the details. I don't know. I just don't know what to say about that because that's not a lot of info. I mean, it's bad info. It's horrible, very horrible. But legally and fault-wise and all that stuff, and they're in Canada, it's not like a totally alien legal system, but there are differences. There are little differences between Canada and England. We're similar. We're very similar, but we're not exactly the same. You know. All right. You ready? Deb says she's ready. All right. Then we shall go to the next caller. 208 is Idaho.
Idaho.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. This is Alyssa. How are you guys?
It is. Welcome back.
How are you, hon?
Nobody else calls from this area.
Good,
code.
Thank you.
And
I know,
like
right?
That.
I'm like, come on, people.
It's awesome, though. Well, it's okay, though. For us with bad memories, it's awesome. It helps us out a lot that nobody else calls. If somebody else called from this area code, I'd be lost in space.
So you'd tell be us like a who from where?
Yeah,
exactly. I'd be like, bada, 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 bada.
What brings you to the show this evening, hon?
Deb is focused.
Well, I changed my lawyer from who I had to a guy named Cody Ricks, and I'm just curious if you see that being more positive outcome on my disability case, please.
Now, that is a very good question. It skirts the issue of any legal advice, you know, and certainly medical as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can look at that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yes, indeed. I missed the whole question, but Deb, you go do the cards. I'll be a cheerleader for Deb. Go fight, win. Go fight, win. Go fight, win.
The country makes disability so difficult.
You know, the problem is the pieces of goddamn shit that try to scam the system. They ruin it for every freaking honest person. The very few ass wipes ruin it for the honest people.
Just like the pain meds.
Just like anything. Yeah. Anything out there that's really a good thing. And the government steps in typically and has to regulate it and screw everybody over. It's because, you know what? Because there's some jackwads out there that they're sharp. They're smart in a way. They figure out a way to, here's a new thing. Yeah, let's go ahead and scam it. Yeah, that's it. How about you go get a goddamn job or start a business instead of trying to steal money from the government and screw people over? But that's why we hate criminals.
Well, I really think this lawyer is going to do a better job for you. And he's going to go in like a rabid bulldog on your behalf. So I really think I think he's going to be the man for the job for you. Okay. He's going to take your case very much to heart and feel bad for you. And that's a good thing, because if they're indifferent, what do they care? You know? So I think you really followed an intuitive gut response to change out your lawyer. I mean, you know, if it's a bad marriage, it's not going to bring you any good results. So, yeah. But, it's so hard. It's like pulling teeth, you know, to try and get what you deserve. Yeah.
Yeah, so, with, like, toy pliers.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a good way to put it. And you know what? This guy, I feel, has had relatives that have been screwed over in this type of situation. So he is not going to have any trouble climbing the chain of command to get as far as he's got to go. And
awesome to hear.
Yeah, I think you should really be able to put a lot of faith in him. He is the man for the job, I'll tell you that. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and what do you got, Jim?
What do I got? I tell you what I don't have. I do not have genital herpes. I am not schizophrenic.
Are you sure?
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think I would know. I think everybody on Earth would know if they have genital herpes. Oh, I think you're going to know eventually.
Well, sometimes it's dormant.
But not forever, does it?
Exactly.
Yeah, but not forever. Eventually, it shows its ugly little face, doesn't it? But anyway, I didn't know. Deb, that is the fastest meeting you've done tonight. You caught me off guard.
Well, she asked a very simple question, so the cards responded in kind.
You caught me off guard. I was doing my thing. My Facebook.
Yikes.
All right. Then I shall push the button.
Yeah!
All right. Subject is... time to let go. Move the fuck on. And I don't know anything about her questions. I don't know if it pertains to that or something else going on in her life.
Yeah, I think it does.
Good.
She's done the right thing. So I think he's going
to... Really? Cool.
Yep, he's going to make things happen for you.
Yeah, so I can hand over the reins and just let him handle it. And like you said, let go.
Yes, so good luck to you, but I don't think you're going to need it. I think insight, and I'm confirming that you did the right thing.
Thank you. I'll have to call you back and give you an update because my hearing,
do.
I did get it. Yeah, I got my hearing pushed back, but I don't know till when. So we'll definitely have to check in on it again.
Well, I feel for all of you. I mean, my heart goes out to you because you deserve that financial help so much, you know, and crazy. Yeah, just crazy. So we'll be looking for you.
Awesome. Thank you. I will talk to you guys soon.
All right.
Happy Easter.
Yes. And same to you, hon.
Thank you.
And Terry, this is a ploy.
I already typed that in.
Did you say?
I typed it in.
Well, not just that. It could be a ploy to get you outside or to open your...
I just said that.
I didn't see that. It didn't... Now it came up.
I just said that.
Yeah, or if you hear a baby crying, they say, just call the police. Don't open the door.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do anyway. If you have somebody attacking them with baseball bats, and then you're going to get beat up with a baseball bat, so just call the cops and just yell, the cops are on the way. And then they disappear. Then you're like, oh, I guess they didn't want help, did they?
Boy, and we saw those British guys in action. What was that show called where they come running up the stairs? There was that show. Was it about the, not speeders. What was it that they were, you watched it with me.
I have no idea what the flying hell you're talking about.
Well,
a British cops?
Yeah, it was like one of your reality shows that we were watching.
When?
Not too very long ago, maybe 6 months ago. Yeah.
All right. I'll just take her word for it. I don't have a good memory. Whatever she says, it happened, I guess.
But the point is, you opened that door when they are standing there. Boy, you guys. Some of you have very, remember how narrow, you don't remember it.
Yeah,
it has very narrow staircases.
That depends on where they live, how old the building is and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the old age has a big thing. I just go get my gun. I'm not worried about it.
And Jim thinks you have very cute girls in uniform there.
I never said that, did I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think everybody has a lot of cute people in uniforms, and they have a lot of ugly swamp things in uniform. To make a blanket statement that says, I love that country. Everybody in uniform is cute. Well, there are ones that are not, too.
I don't know how a man is going to take a pretty little thing seriously when she's, like, saying, put your hands back or get down on the ground.
A lot of them aren't by themselves. And they have a thing called a radio, so somebody can be there very quickly. So,
yeah, let's hit it.
Area code 917 in the state of New York. 917, welcome
hello
to the show.
Welcome.
Hello, hello. Happy Friday. Oh, happy Good Friday. Chit Chat Casey.
Yep, I recognize the.
Well, hello there, Kit Kat.
Pick me up a piece of that Kit Kat. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. It's been a little while. How's it going?
Yeah,
it has been a wee bit.
Yeah, well, I know. The days have just been going, and I think I tried a couple times. I was too late on the show. Anyway.
It happens.
Today, I hate to say it. So whatever comes up about that. But I also have been blindsided. Got a letter this week from the landlord representative that they want to come and do their routine inspection. Mind you, in all the years I'm living here and the further years that my grandma was living here before I moved in with her, never once any inspection, never mind it being routine. So I'm like, uh-oh, what's this about?
Yes.
And,
okay, we're going to look, but that could mean that
I'm asking for more time.
Putting it up.
Yeah. Sorry? I sent her an email yesterday asking for more time, telling her I wasn't up to it now because I injured my back and in a lot of pain and just started physical therapy and due for a reevaluation in a month, and I'll let her know then. Of course, it's mostly true. I am, I did injure my back and I did just start physical therapy, but I need more time to, and I even haven't been up to it or have the energy to, clean and put away and organize everything I need to do. I was doing it slowly, very slowly, but I've been freaking out about that.
Organization, Kit Kat, just create an illusion of organization.
Yeah.
And when they come, you can say, oh,
I'm
doing spring sorting for things to go to the thrift store and whatnot. And mainly they're going to be in there to look at like plumbing, wiring, there may be, they're assessing the building for higher taxes or lower. I mean, there's no way of knowing.
Who's looking?
It's the landlord, isn't it, coming with
the landlord.
Yeah,
maybe
right.
They haven't done one for a long time. Sometimes they feel obligated. They just want to make sure that the walls aren't falling apart. And You know,
yeah, in the military,
you're not growing shit out of the floor.
The military,
you know,
they
just
call
basic
them,
stuff.
They call them health and welfare.
Health and welfare,
yeah.
Health and welfare, yeah.
So I don't think
it's. Yeah.
Is that her question?
I get what's
not
your question?
It's not like underhanded. It's not like they have an agenda and they're going to try to get out the us renters, as many of us as they can.
You want her to do the cards on it? Is that what you're asking?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping for a card reading about it anyway, I guess.
There
whatever
you go.
The cards would
an insight. Plus, obviously, she
that
would like
good.
A general. So she will take a look at that, and then you'll let her know about all the other stuff going on in her
well,
life.
Well, Kit Kat's been with us for ages.
Forever. Yeah. Which is a good thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I love you guys. It's a
well,
great show.
Like too. I can't get over there to New York. I'm going to be knocking on your door.
Ooh.
Yeah. I would love to get in a nice big motor home and just go, you know, tooling around the country and see everybody. I would love that.
Yes.
All right.
I agree.
Cards are going down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have a lot of riffraff in your apartment, you know, complex, whatever the living, you know, the building? You have,
I don't think so. It's no. Mostly co-op owners. I mean,
oh.
There's just a handful of us renter tenants that are left. And, of course, they would love to get us out so they could sell the apartments. But I don't really think there's riffraff. It's, no, not that I've seen.
No, you don't smell funny stuff in the hall, like wacky tobacco or, you know.
Well, that doesn't necessarily assign a riffraff, just smoking weed.
No, but it smells like bad skunk.
It is a very distinct smell that you can smell 5,000 miles away. It is that.
Mm. Well, I haven't smelled it on my floor. It became legal in New York. For what that's worth, but I haven't been smelling it. I don't smell it in the hallways, any of the, well, I don't go to every hallway, but, you know, I don't smell it in the laundry areas or when the elevator doors open on other apartments. I don't smell it on my floor.
Well, I'm not seeing anything here that is like a great big red flag at all. I wanted to know what is actually being looked for. And here's one thing. They want to make sure there aren't an excessive number of people living in that apartment.
Could be that too, right? Or just, it's just they want to make sure that they're not destroying the place and you're not doing some crazy shit in there.
That's what I think. I think
you don't have 5,000 cats running around, stuff like that. Yeah.
They're just looking...
Well, because we laugh, but there are people that do that. There was a news story on the radio. That person had, well, how many cats did they have? They had hundreds of freaking cats. The person would literally said they would, the person was actually like skipping eating themselves so they could afford to buy cat food, this guy.
Really?
It was like, Had like, I don't know how many, he had like 30 freaking kitty litter. The guy had so many cats, it was like out of control.
Wow, yeah. Well, this is a high-rise building. There's a high-rise apartment building in a nice neighborhood in New York City. So, I don't think anybody could get away with too many cats or anything like that.
Right, but
it would be
no control. Right, yeah.
Oh, I know.
Right.
I remember those stories. Yeah. Sad for everybody.
You know, it might have to do with taxes. I'm not seeing anything here to make it seem like, oh, my God, they're going to start evicting people.
But that's a good thing.
There's just something to worry about when a building gets sold. You know, it's like a restaurant. A lot of times they'll just make everybody.
It can. They can, or sometimes they won't. You don't know.
So
right.
I don't see any worry for you.
They might be trying to refinance the place.
That
and then obviously, the person's got to go through and look at everything so they can figure out the value.
It could be getting appraised.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it could be it could be an appraisal. It could be a business refinance. It could be taking out a mortgage for another business. It could be something like that. And you know what? The appraiser's got to do a walkthrough on every single unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just
But you don't see anything sinister or something to worry about,
no,
right?
And
okay.
Don't kill yourself with the cleaning. Just make it look.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
They're mostly looking
at the structure, like at the, you know, if there's wires hanging out of the
ceiling.
Yeah,
they
want to
know
and,
if there's something that would affect the property value,
right.
Probably, if that's, yeah.
Okay.
Well, don't worry.
No. There are things they need to fix, so maybe that's good.
Oh, they're always
good. There you go.
Well, yeah, you could. Yeah, absolutely. That could work out. That could work out in your favor.
All right. What's
because they might say, "Well, why haven't you contacted us about this?"
Well, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Here is your rebel card reading. The subject is take a fucking trip.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Go see some shit. Do some new things. Talk to people. Cooler than you,
yeah.
Talk to some cool people. That's which says cooler than you, which the card is saying. The card is saying you're cool. Talk to some cool
people. Okay. I'm ready to meet some. Yeah. Very good.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Have
thank
it
you.
Again,
happy
Easter
good Friday.
Weekend,
happy
whatever
Easter. Your
thank you for holding.
We all love hearing from you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, to others not looking in, they might be thinking, oh, aren't these kind of really, insignificant questions? Heck no. You know, this stuff matters.
What's insignificant to one person is not obviously to the person that's asking it.
You want to know what's on the horizon.
I'd be worried, too. I'd be worried, too, if somebody's doing a walkthrough. You just, like, why are they doing a walkthrough? Blah, blah, blah. You know, you think about the human brain wants to think the worst and gets paranoid.
Sure.
Self-preservation. You worry about, I like what's going on right now. I don't want it to be disrupted. So.
Who do we got?
I'll tell you who we got.
One more in?
You can indeed. Indeed, you can. Let's go up north.
Two.
Rhode Island, area code 410. Welcome to the show.
Rhode Island.
Hello. Thanks. Hello.
Have you called us before?
I don't think so. I really don't. And if it was, it was probably the same exactly issue.
Cool.
What's happening to you?
And what's your name?
My name is Jessica.
Jessica, good to have you.
Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. You guys are what warm voices. I like it. Thank you. Thank you.
I like it.
I'm not in the best place. I was kind of blindsided and I was fired from a job yesterday. And it used to be like, this is like a trend in my life. It's usually around this month, the Ides of March kind of stuff for me.
Oh my God.
And it's always hard. There's an increase in my rent today. And I am already on the ball in trying to move all of the pieces forward, but I just don't, I'm getting a little defeated because there's something with me, of course, but it's because I'm pretty honest and I'm an idiot and I'm kind of impulsive when I say things, the truth. I can't lie. That's just something about me. And when I say lie, I mean like when there's injustice and things like that, I can't.
Sure.
I take people at hand. And what they say, if they want to know something or I think that, but I really take it if they say you can trust me with this information or this and that with work because I don't know how else to operate. Unfortunately, I'm not that savvy. But that's it. I mean, that's it. I continue to get into these pits and then find good things at the end. So I'm hopeful, but at the same time, I need a little help.
Okay, so to recoup here or regroup, whatever you call it.
Regroup.
Yeah, okay.
Reiterate.
Sorry, that was
summarized.
You lost your job.
Lost your job, and she
were
got...
Were you speaking truth, or were you being insubordinate, or, you know, what happened?
I was not being insubordinate. I mean, I was honestly expressing my feelings around and using numbers and just making my supervisors kind of have to do extra work, I think, around me, because I was citing things that were issues to me, which were unfair, and the way that the work was delegated out. I worked for, well, I mean, I shouldn't really say, but the team that I worked for, we have different assignments, you know, same work, but we're assigned different cases, et cetera. And I don't know, it's just, I think I brought up one issue, and then there were other folks that I worked on a team with that brought up issues around what our clients were saying, but they weren't honest or true. And that person also, I felt, had an agenda against me a little bit because she didn't listen to me when I would say, of course I've been in touch with these people, et cetera. And then she's a higher up, so people just listened to her. They didn't. And I started saying, well, I have a timeline, or I have this, I can prove this. Other concerns, too. So,
yeah.
It's compact. It's really compact. It's just, you know, one after the other kind of thing. I mean, there are errors on my part, but I'm not in a position ever to kind of make a mistake that way, like, because of these kinds of things that I bring, that energy I bring in, I guess. I'm working for organizations that act like they're very transparent. They say so. They're more transparent than any organization I've worked for before in regards to how they treat people and really following missions and being just and doing things for the community. And I think, you know, even through this, I've become closer or more separated or understand where my niche is, unfortunately, yeah, so to speak. I've grown up thinking that I'm an idealist in every way. And I don't know how to explain it.
Okay, well, I do. I see in your cards that you are a extremely resilient person, and you are a survivor. It's like no matter what gets thrown at you, you're able to bounce back. And I feel you will. This was actually something that was, you were on the road to this happening. And it was, and it was mainly to propel you out that door, so that you could find something better that is more using of your best skills. You know, you seem young. Can I ask your age? You seem young.
I'm 41.
Oh, okay.
41.
Well, that's
the thing too. Again, I'm youthful. I don't have kids. I mean, that's the thing. I had this boundless energy, let's just say. And I
do
work with you. Mm-hmm.
But you deserve to be in a capacity that is really doing good for people instead of somewhere where they're indifferent, they don't care. You know, there's a lot of that going around. And this was meant to get you out on the street to find something right for you. Also, now, did you say your rent went up?
It went up. I mean, it's still kind of in the – I have a couple of months to safeguard and kind of get into it, but this has been a dream as well, and I have a feeling I can make it through, but it's just, you know, a lot to work on, so I can't drop the ball anywhere. So it's a lot of pressure.
No, but think
of
it this way. Once it's all behind you, then you can drop the ball. Then you can throw yourself into a chair, you know. But you've got to keep putting one foot in front of the other. And the biggest obstacle you face is becoming depressed over this.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right. You're right, and I work
in
mental health.
Yes, you have to be positive, even though that sounds like crap from somebody that's
delusional.
Not in your suit.
It sounds delusional, you know, in a way. So, yes, I understand. Thank you for that. I mean, I need to hear that, but it feels
going to put you where you are meant to be. You'll see. You're going to look back on this, we'll say 6 months to a year from now, and you'll be like, oh, my God, I moved a mountain.
You might be like, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm already trying to look at it that way.
You don't know yet because you
I understand how these hard falls work.
She doesn't have the new path yet. She doesn't have the new thing.
And there's regarding housing, you are not going to be living in a box out in the street. Let me tell you.
Okay.
I definitely see you here.
You don't want to live in the street of Rhode Island.
Why?
I mean,
well, maybe
it's
not,
dangerous
not in
out
the
in the street, so I'm just kidding.
You know, those cardboard boxes, you know, they don't do well with water.
It means so little. There's a lot that goes on there. Yeah.
Yeah, there,
yes,
is. There, no, there's from county to county, it's very, very different. So, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
There is a home.
No, I don't
here,
want to live on the street.
And I don't know. It might be where you're at right now. Either negotiate or you're able to move into a more reasonably priced unit, or you're going to move to a better place. And it looks like there's a guy around this who is very helpful. Yeah, there's a guy here. Big heart. He's a guy with a big heart. And do you have an idea who it might be? He wants to help you.
Well, I'm engaged. I'm engaged as well, but I do things very separately. We're very independent. It has to be that way right now. I cannot lean in on people at this moment, you know, and these are the reasons I've been in trouble before, because of big-hearted, and I believe you, this person does. I'm engaged to this person. I've never been engaged.
Yeah.
But there's things I have to work through myself, you know. So, and here you just spoke about maybe here, there might be something around here in this place to negotiate.
It's a good test of his commitment to you, and he's going to pass it. He's not going to say, oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
He truly cares for you.
I know he does. You know.
The biggest thing for you, hon, Jess, is that I think you're too hard on yourself. You know?
Oh, geez, I've been hearing quite a bit lately.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to be.
Well, you know what? None of us are perfect, and the best we can do is love each other because of our faults, not in spite of them. So try to lighten up on yourself. You're a good person, or I would see you in these cards and think, oh, boy, you know, she's getting what she deserves right now. No, that's not the case. It's a testament to your strength and your empowerment. Give yourself another, I'm going to say, 5 to 8 years. You're going to be out there doing things specifically to share that gift that you have with other women. And you're going to be helping them to rise up. The little Pied Piper of Rhode Island is going to be you. So also, one of our friends, I got it. One of our guys here from England is saying to you, remember, things happen for a reason. One door closes and another opens. And that's from a guy in England. So
thank you.
I have nothing but faith in you. Now it's up to you to feel the same. So
I have a rebel card for you. The subject of your rebel card, says, don't believe every shitty bot you have. Bots can be sneaky, lying bastards.
Oh, they can.
So you got to be careful. Sometimes your mind can
be
out of control.
I get it, though. I do.
Yeah, you get it. Yeah, sometimes we get into a despair mode because our thoughts lead us away from, you know. It happens to all of us humans.
You're going to be okay. Honestly, someday you'll think it's the best thing.
Someday you'll be like, damn, I'm glad I got fired.
Yeah.
Maybe you never would have left,
know,
or you would have been there for longer than you should have been.
I know it's
headed
the right. I mean, I feel that already. I have to believe that. I do. Thank you. And this is, but I can't think this so much on my own. That's why I need help and listening to your whole show. I understood a little bit more around the nature of you guys and such. So thank you for,
thank you.
Thank
you
for
welcome to call anytime.
And we're glad that you got in tonight.
You can be a frequent flyer.
Yes,
please. Join us as much as you can, all right?
Yes.
There's no limit.
But we recommend calling as early as possible.
Yeah, because we were going to end before
you barely got in. You got in at the last minute before the ugly lights were turned on. You got in.
Understood. Thank you. I'll be more prompt.
Well, Jeff, you're not easy.
You don't know. I mean, it would just... Yeah. The sooner you call in, the better the odds. It doesn't mean you won't call in like you did. You got in tonight.
Understood.
All right. brought to you, Miss Jessica.
You're not a stranger anymore. You're part of the family.
Miss Jessica, soon to be Mrs. someday, whenever that age is. All right.
Okay,
well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
All righty. All right. Thank you so much. She's taking us to the finish line,
okay,
folks.
What's going to be your Friday night?
Oh, do I get to choose?
Yeah.
Is it Jim?
Yeah,
Jim?
I know you're going to pick the...
We have it forever. All the way up.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I have to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart.
Yeah. See you soon.